Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Sanhedrin Nun Ches. Noyach. That's the focal point today, B'nei Noyach, Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So we're on Zayin Amud Beis, two lines off the bottom, with Sava Rabbi Meir. So in yesterday's Daf, we concluded with a Braisa, where Rabbi Meir presents a formula. On which cases of Gilui Arayis is a Goy going to get Misa? His Misa, Misa Saif. Only those activities where, if they were to occur via Israel, he would receive Misa from his best. So by extension, the Goy who engages in similar activities will get Misa. But Arayis where by Israel, in our world, there's no Misa's best, although there is Kareis. For instance, Rashi says, Achois, or your sister, Achois, Aviv, Achoisimo, etc. Since there's only Kares and no Miso, there's no Issa for a guy to engage in these Arayis. So again, according to Rav Meir, it's about Misa's Bezdin. But here in the Braisa coming up, we're going to see that it isn't necessarily connected. We're going to have cases where the guy is Aser, even if it's Kares by a Yisrael, for instance, sisterhood type of arayis, achoyse, achosav, achosimoy, and that's going to be a kasha. So again, two lines off the bottom, v'saber of Meir, does Rav Meir really hold that is connected to misas bezin by a Yisrael, kol erva, any erva shebezin shall Yisrael be misin alea, if it were to occur by a Yisrael, bezin would apply misa, for instance, eishas av, right, there's misa on that. So benoyach muzar oleho. Likewise, a goy may not engage in these activities. Is that what it's dependent on? Misa by Yisrael makes it usher by the goy, but let's say if it's only kareis by the Yisrael, sisterhood type of isur, machoyes, echasav, etc., then it's not usher by the goy. But Tanya, listen to this price. A ger, have a ger shahoyso hirasa shalei b'kedusha. So his mother became expectant with him. He was conceived before, you know, she converted while she was a non-Jew. But by the time she gave birth to him, she had already become a Giyaris. She converted. So in this case, midrabbanan. So although really, really, he's not really related any longer to his Goyish relatives. But midrabbanan, so that one reason is so that we don't appear to make it easier for him, so that it doesn't appear like a downgrade. Look, I became Jewish, now I can marry anybody I wish to marry, even those who I was forbidden to marry before I converted. So we don't want to create that impression of a letdown, of a downgrade, of a step down. So in this type of case, we say, look, keep away from certain arayis, certain relatives, who would be usher to you if you were still a guy. So maintain that limitation. Now the Farshim point out, if he was even conceived, Bikadusha, his mother had already converted and then become expectant with him, in this case, we're more machmer. He shouldn't get engaged in any relatives, even though they're technically not related to him anymore, because he's a new entity. Gerishen is Geir. Kikoton Shanoi Ladomi. A Geir becomes a brand new entity. Gets an Hashem, a refreshed body, a whole new Metzius, a whole new existence. Okay, but in this case, when he was sort of half and half, he was Heirosa Shele Begdusha, and then by the time she gave birth, she was already a Geir. So he was born Jewish. In this case, he has certain limitations, certain restrictions, which are basically modeled after the restrictions of a Goy. We want to maintain that framework. Yesh le'shera aim. Shera aim are relatives from his mother's side. And Rashi points out that we have Sukkim, Bereishis Chaf, and we have indications from the Torah that a guy is only us with respect to relatives from his mother's side. Let's say a sister with whom he shares a mother, but not a sister with whom he only shares a father. There's no connection there. Father does not connect them, only if they're from the same mother. So likewise, all the relatives I want to speak about have to have some sort of motherly connection to him. Yesh lo share im vein lo share av. But he can go and marry a sister with whom he only shared a father. As a guy. A goyish father. Okay, it's okay. For instance, we have several examples. Nosa achosim ne'im. After he became a ger, he went back and married a sister who also presumably converted, right? But she's a sister from his mother, meaning they share a mother. That's a problem. Because if you were still a goy, that would be also. So we maintain that limitation now as well, even though technically they're not related anymore, because they're both new entities, new existences, new identities. The Yotzi has to separate. But Mina'av, if they only share a father, and if it were still in the goyish world, there would be no Yisr, Yikayim, so you can maintain that. They can stay together. Another example, Achoysa Av. What if she's his father's sister? It depends. Mina'im. Father shares a mother with the sister. Yotzi has to separate. Mina'av. He only shares a father with his sister. So his father's sister from his father's half-sister. They only share a father. Yikayim. So this nephew can stay with her. Because this would not be asur by a goy. Achoysa'im. Likewise, his mother's sister. How was she her sister? Mina'im. They share a mother. Yotzi. That's a true relative, he has to divorce. Achos e mina av, mother's sister from her father's side, meaning they only share a father. Technically, there's no relation there, because again, a goy cannot connect his children to each other, there's no relation there. So Rami or Ami Yotzi still say that he has to separate, because Rashi says it's a gzera, since there is some element of motherhood there. Right, it's his mother's sister, so we don't want confusion, and we don't allow this. You can keep her because, yeah, it's his mother's sister, but it's his mother's sister through a shared father, which has no value. So Rameo used to present the following formula regarding the ger. In this case, in this type of situation, kol erva shehi mishum she'era aim yaitzi. Any relative who's connected to him through a motherly aspect, he has to separate. Mishum she'era av, it's only the father element, he can keep it. Furthermore, mutar be'eshes achiv, he's allowed to be with the wife of his brother, who, again, of course, speaking that the brother passed away, otherwise she's Nashas Ish. And the point again is because this and the next couple of cases are marriage-related relativity, which wouldn't be usher by a goy. Okay, this shita again works with the concept that only sisterhood type of issues with a shared mother is a problem, but any other type of relative, like a sister-in-law, and all these marriage-related connections would be okay by a goy. And by extension, it's mutter by the ger as well, to engage in these relatives who converted. Be'eshes achi aviv, or the wife of his father's brother, or sharkal arayis mutter esloi, and likewise, all other type of marriage-related relatives are mutter to him, his wife's sister, daughter-in-law. Okay, lasuye, what are we covering, what are we including now? Eshes aviv, oh. So after his father passes away, his wife, meaning his stepmother, is mutter to him. So before we continue, clearly this brisa is not consistent with yesterday's brisa, which set down the rules differently. Anything which would be chayev misa by a Yisrael is asher by a goy. And here we're saying, no, a goy doesn't have issues with all these things, except for sisterhood related issues. Sister with whom he shares a mother, etc. Anything like that. But let's say Eishes Av is clearly mutter, even though there's Misa there by Israel, because it's marriage related. That's okay. Nasa Isha Bita. Now let's say a guy married a woman and her daughter, and then they all three converted. Koines Achas, Moitzi Achas. He can hold on to one, but he has to separate from the other one. He can't be with both of them together. We don't want people getting confused and allowing this by a Yisrael. And going back to all those cases in the Braisa which are considered permissible, preferably you shouldn't be doing this. We don't want to people to get things confused and mix up different types of relatives. Now, Mesa Ishtoi, one more last halacha, let's say his wife. So, Agir was Nisgayer, was his wife, and the mother came along, became Agiris. Mesa Ishtoi, Mutimachamoisa, if his wife passes away, he can marry his mother-in-law, because that would be Mutar by Ibn Noyach. There's no issue there. Some say it's Asr, and Rashi brings the Gemara in a different place, explains exactly why. So in conclusion, in contrast to the previous price, that it's about Misa, whatever is Asr Misa by Yisrael is Asr by a Goy, but Karis case is not. So Achoysay, Achoys Ave, Achoys Imo, all those cases are not Asr by the Goy. But Misa cases are, let's say, Ishas are. Here we go the other way. We're saying that Achoysay, Achoys Aviv, right? Achoys Imoy are Aser. Right? So all of, you know, brother, sister related Yisurim are Aser. Despite the fact that they're only Kares. On the other hand, we say Ishas Av is Motor. So what's going on? Also, Chamoise, mother-in-law, is Mutter. There's Misa by Yisrael, how could it be Mutter? To the Freshita says, the Gemara of Yudah Lekash, the answer is, Harav Meir Lib Rav Lezer. So this most recent Brisa is going based on Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. This reflects Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, who works with this formula. And the previous brisa that connects it to the Misa of Israel, well, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva is following Rabbi Akiva's Shita, the Sanya, as we will find their respective opinions contained in the following brisa. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Achoysay, Achoys Aviv, Achoys Imo is Asur to a guy, but Eisha Sa'av, or Chamoysay is Mutter, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it's just the opposite. It's just Chamoise, which are Misa-related activities by Yisrael, or Asa Baragai, but Achoise, Achoise Aviv, all those are Mutter. The Sanya, listen to this price. We have a pasuk regarding the Bnei Noyach. Alkein Yazov, Yishas, Aviv, Es Imoy, let go of father and mother, and get involved with your wife. Here we have the Isser of Arayas to Agoy, specifics. Which ones? Which ones not? Which ones yes? Blaza Omer Aviv means Achoyis Aviv. Imoy means Achoyis Imoy. As per Blaza Shita and the Brisa, those are off limits to a guy. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Aviv means Eishes Aviv, which generates Misa if it were to be by Yisrael. Likewise, it's Asur by a guy. Not Achoyis Aviv, not Achoyis Imoy. Imoy means Imoy Mam. Don't get involved with your mother. The word Vadavak tells you to keep away from males, v'lo b'zachar. Rashi says, because that's not davak, because it's not really a joint pleasurable experience, so that's not called b'davak. V'ishta means only your wife. V'lo b'esh chaver, keep away from your friend's wife. Ish es ish. V'lo b'asar echad, fuse into one flesh. Only interhuman interaction is permissible, not with other, animals, whatever. Misha nasim b'asar echad, only if it results in fusion into one flesh. Yatzu behem v'chaya. With a human, that doesn't happen. She'en asim basar echad, you can't create a single flesh. Amar Mar, let's go back and analyze the Brice. So we pretty much resolved our question. We seem to have a contradiction. No, it's reflective of two different schools of thought. Amar Mar, let's go back to the Brice. Rabbi Omer, Aviv means not literally the father, physical interaction with the father. No, it means achayis Aviv, keep away from your aunt. How do you know? Ima Aviv Mamish, perhaps literally the father. Well, hayne v'davak lebezachar. That's covered in the next part of the pasuk. Keep away from a male. Okay, Emi Eishes Aviv. Perhaps it means father's wife. Well, that's already covered as well. Hanu Beishtei V'Leish Chaver. It says keep away from your friend's wife, including your father's wife. So no need to repeat it. Well, Emi Lachar Misa. Maybe Aviv means Eishes Av. Speaking if the father died, she still maintains that label. Do me the Emi. You can't say because it has to be comparable to Imoy. Pasuk mentions them together. Right? Let go of father and mother. So, my Imoy love Ishus, just like the word imoy is not marriage related, right? But according to Belezer, it means the mother is a sister, so it's not marriage related. Af aviv, likewise, the word aviv is not a reference to father's wife. The love issues, it's not marriage related. Now, imoy, according to Belezer, means achos imoy, the mother's a sister. How do you know? Maybe literally the mother. Don't get involved with mother. Well, that's already covered in the next part. It says, don't get involved with your friend's wife. Mother is father's wife. No, maybe it means, even if the father died, there's no husband, there's no Isra of Eshes Ish, still keep away from her. That's all the pasuk means. Again, we want to compare it to the father, because they're both in the same sentence. Ma'avid lav mamish, just like the word avid doesn't mean literally father, as we explained before, means father's sister. Here as well, af imoy, lav mamish doesn't mean literally the mother. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, aviv means achos aviv, imoy means achos imoy. There's no mention of eshesav, hence Rabbi Elazar shita, that all these sister-related issues, mother-sister, father-sister, and certainly one's own sister, which is closer, is asur, but eshesav is mut. Whereas Rabbi Akiva takes a different approach. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Aviv means Eishes Aviv, his stepmother, right? His father's wife. Ve'im Aviv Mamash, perhaps it means literally keep away from father. Hainu V'davak Le'v Zachar, that's already covered next part of the pasuk. Male is Arasa. V'yach Eishes Aviv Nami. Okay, so what are you suggesting? It means father's wife. It's also covered. Hainu Be'ishtoi V'le'v Yishchavera, but he says, keep away from married woman. Lachar Misa. His father already died. She's no longer married. And that's what the pasuk is alluding to. Eshesav. What about imay? Imay mamash, literally mother. It's already covered. Hayna b'yishtei v'leves chaveray. She's eshes chaveray. She's his father's wife. Imam minasasei. She's not his father's wife. He forced her to be involved with him and they had this son. It wasn't by way of marriage. And still she's asher because she's literally his mother. So in a nutshell, according to Rabbi Kiva, the pasuk refers to Eishes Av, whereby a Yisrael it would generate Misa, likewise by a Goy it's Aser. Hence, says Rashi, all the other Chayav and Misa is things which would generate Misa by a Yisrael are Aser by a Goy. But otherwise, if it's sister related issues, which is only Kares by Yisrael, would not be Aser by a Goy. Okay, so we went back and forth and presented their, varying approaches, but what's it based on? Like, why would Rabbi Elazar prefer his approach in the pasuk versus Rabbi Akiva? Michael Miflik, Rabbi Elazar Savar, look, we have to compare the two items in the pasuk. Yazav, Oda, Ishas, Aviv, Es, Imay. We assume that if it's stated in the same context, there's some similarity. Yaviv, Dumi, Di, Imay, Vi, Imay, Dumi, Di, Aviv. The definition of aviv must be similar to the definition of the word imoy, and vice versa. And that's only possible in mishkach. The only way to really mash them up is el ba'achva. Right? You can't say literally father. That's already a problem. You can't say literally, right? So the only way to really mash them up and have them reflect similar definitions is if you don't take them, either one, literally. Because we said father can't be literal, because that's zachar. It's already covered in the next part of the pasuk. The only solution is sisters. Fathers means father, sister. Mother means mother, sister. And then they're both, so to speak, in the same language. Rakiva says no. Mutav lu'ukme be'eshes av. He says imay means literally mother, but aviv means father's wife. So it's a little bit of it's a little bit different definition here. They're not similar, but that's better, says Rakiva. Mutav, it's better lu'ukme. Lu'ukme be'eshes aviv. To establish that the word aviv means father's wife, because we find elsewhere that these terms are synonymous. The ikri ervas aviv. We find elsewhere that the word ervas aviv, ma'ikri yudches, refers to this type of case of father's wife. It says ervas eishes avichle, segal ervas avichehi. So we find a precedent to this idea, to this correlation. Where father doesn't mean father, it means father's sister. It's a little bit, far out, because the she'er aviv ikri, father-sister is she'er. She'er means it's his flesh, it's his family. That would be the proper point of reference. Share Aviv. Ervas Aviv Le'ikri. We never find that father's sister is called Ervas Aviv. Likewise, when it says Yasav as Aviv, a direct reference to Aviv is more probable to be referring to Eishes Aviv, who has that similar title, as opposed to Achos Aviv. So again, in a nutshell, we have two schools of thought, two approaches to the Isser of the Arayis by the Goy. What Rabbi Akiva, it models the Misa of the Yisrael. Whatever is Asr Misa by Yisrael is also by the Goy as well, as opposed to Inyanim of Kares, like Achoyse, Achoyse Aviv, those are not Asr. But Rabbi Lezer, they are. And regarding, let's say, Eishes Aviv or Chamoyisai, which generate Misa by Yisrael, according to Rabbi Akiva, or Asr by the Goy, according to Rabbi Lezer, or not. Tashma, it comes a Raya to Rabbi Akiva, that even sister-related Yisurim are okay by the Goy. Because there's no Misa by Yisrael. We have a Raya from Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu's father. Tashma, v'yikach Amram, who remarried, is Yecheved Deidasa, Yecheved, his aunt. She was Amram's father's kahas, his sister. My love, the dasim and aim. Let's assume she was a sister by a shared mother, and she's still okay to Amram. Apparently, it's not usher. Lo, the dasim and av. Amram, Yecheved, and kahas only shared a father. In which case, it wouldn't be usher at all, as we said before. Tashma, it comes a raya. Turbo Lazar. Okay, now we go to the Lazar. Tashma, Avram. Avinu explained to Avimelech that Sarah is a close relative. Vagam Amnon. The truth is, Achoisi, she's my sister. Bas Avihi, daughter of my father. Achle Bas Imi, but not daughter of my mother. And I married her. Machlal. What is he trying to say? If she were with me a shared sister, a shared mother, the Basa Aim, Asur should be Asur. That's like Rabbi Lazar, that sisters are Asur. But how could he suggest, as such, Achoisi Havoi, since when was Sarah Imenu, Avram's sister? She was his niece, right? She was Avram's brother, Haran's daughter. Tizbra Achoisi Havoi, since when was she his sister? Bas Achiv Havoi, she was his nephew. You're given the Achiv, and if that's the case, it wouldn't really matter. They shared a father or a mother. A niece is mutter regardless. Lishlam and Av, Lishlam and Aim. Doesn't matter whether Haran shares a father with Avram or a sister. Either way, the niece is mutter. Lo yishna min av, lo yishna ein. Sharia should be mutter. So what was his point? She's only this, not that. What really matter? Elahasim hachi karmale. Apparently, he wasn't trying to speak about Isurim. He was just saying, look, close relatives. Right? He was explaining what he had said, that she's a sister. He says, you know, actually, there is some sort of sisterhood here. She's really a relative. She's really a sort of a sister. Because she is the granddaughter of my father. Right? And we know that Bnei Bonim, right, grandchildren are treated like children. So we're like sisters, brother and sister. But you should know, actually, we're the sort of children of the same father, Terach, right? Avram's father and Sarah's grandfather. But actually, we're from different mothers. He was just explaining himself. It wasn't a halachic discourse. Just elaborating and explaining the term of Achoisi, which he had mentioned earlier. She's my sister. That's how she's my sister. Tashma. Here comes another Raya to Rabbi Lazar, who says that Achoisa is Asr to a Goy. Why did Adam Rishon not marry his daughter? And Tosis explains, because when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, she was about to die. What about Adam marrying? Well, he could have married his daughter, because Cain had a twin sister, and so did Hevel. So why didn't he do so? Kadesh Yisrael Kain is Achoisir, so enable Kain to marry. Hashem wanted to keep her available for Kain. The whole world was established through Chesed. Hashem instructed Adam Rishon to forego this opportunity and keep it available for his daughter to create the world, to establish the world. Rashi says that's what it means in the Vayikra Chav. Perichav, it says, one Nala marries his sister, and it says, Chesed. Why does Chesed come into Israel Arayis? Mashi tarati l'kayin Chesed gemalti imoy, says Rashi. So the question is, although Kayin married his sister, it was a special Chesed, a special exception. For the time being. Apparently, halav hachi asira. Typically, a sister is asra to a guy. No, given the ishtir, once the Torah allowed it, open the door, it's permissible forever. Amar Rav Huna, here comes a brand new shita. Where Rav Akiva's approach to Ben Noyach, where Rav Blazer comes, Rav Huna says a brand new shita, the Isser, Arayas of a Goy, is very few and very limited. Only those items mentioned in the pasuk that we just mentioned, of Alkin Yazav, Ishes Aviv, whatever's in there, otherwise is Mutter. Kuti, a Goy, Mutter Rabitoi. He's Mutter to marry his own daughter. Him tell him if that's the case, why didn't Adam Rishon marry a daughter? Like we said before, to leave her available for Kain, someone had a different approach. No, because he's utter to marry a daughter as well. Right, so according to the first approach, Rav Huna holds that that even according to Rav Blazer, according to Rav Akiva, only those in the pasuk are asid, but the sister, a daughter is mutter. According to the second approach, no. A daughter is asher as well. Asher bita teid, I'll prove it to you from the fact that Adam Rishon kept away from her. Shalein asa Adam as bita. No, says the Gemara. It isn't necessarily a proof. He has some hundred time there. It can be very well explained because he was trying to keep her for her son. To allow Kain to marry his sister. Amar Rav Chisda is an interesting case. So we know that an Akum has Yisra Arayis, and so does a Yisrael. What if somebody is somewhere in the middle, a no man's land? He's not a Goy, he's not a Yid. For instance, Evet. Is it Evet Kanani? He's in a state of limbo. Mutar b'imoy, umutar b'bitoy. He's permissible with his mother and his daughter. Why? Yatzim chalkuti, because he left the Goy status. He's no longer a full-fledged Goy. Uchal Yisrael leibo. On the other hand, he's not yet a full Yisrael. He's sort of half and half. He's obligated to do certain mitzvahs like a woman, he's not really fully status Yisrael. So he has that interesting state where he's not restricted. Kiyasar Abdimi, Amr Blazer, Amr Chanina, Ben Noyach, Sheyichet Shifcha La'avda, we had this the other day, let's say a guy had a slave, and he designated a certain woman, a Shifcha, for his slave. And then the master approached the maidservant himself, he took her for himself, a Baal, got involved with her, Nera Gala, he gets Misa, because it's like stealing. She belongs to his slave. Me'imas. From what point onward do we give her this designee status? Nachman, when they start calling her this and this person, you know, the slaves, young girl, she's designated for him. Me'imas hatarasa. At what point does she get released from his designation? When does this expire? Amrafun mishaparoisha b'shuk. Once we notice that she starts uncovering her hair, walking in the street, indicating that she's separated from this Eved, no longer, with him. Rashi says, interesting Rashi, that Hayu regilos afa nachrios hanesuos shelegotzes brosh parua. It was common practice even for the geisha woman to go with covered hair in the street. Interesting concept. If a guy gets involved with his wife physically, the irregular way, chayev. He's chayev misa. Why? Shenemar v'davak b'ishtay. Right? As we said before, that indicates a joint positive experience, as opposed to v'lo shalei kedarka, because in that manner, the woman doesn't really benefit from it, and therefore, it would be off limits for a guy. Amar Rava, how could you be more stringent on a guy than on a yid? Umika midi. How could you have a phenomenon which would be okay by Yisrael? The Yisrael and Mechayiv, there's no chiyuv by Yisrael, because it doesn't get misa. A kusi Mechayiv and a guy would be chayiv. How could you say that? You can't be more strict by a guy than by a yid. Elama Rava, rather says Rava like this. Let's switch the case. Benoyach Shabal Eshes Chaverish like a darka. If a guy gets involved with a married woman, his friend's wife, in this manner, Potter, He's potter from Yisra. Why am I taima? The pasuk says, "Ishtoi v'leib yeshet chaveri." Right? Stay with your wife, not otherwise. But the pasuk says it's all within the context of a davak. This type of jointly beneficial experience, should be limited to one's wife. But if it's not consistent with vidavak, for instance, shleikadak, which doesn't have that same effect, that would not apply by yeshes chaveri, that would not be us. Aruchanina, aykham shikas Israel chayv misa. A guy who hits a yid is chayv misa. Shenema v'ifem kay v'kay. Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he kill the Mitzri? Because he struck a yid. V'yarki enish v'yachas haMitzri, and he put him to death. If one strikes at the cheek of a Yisrael, he goes, Soiter lo yeshel shchina, it's serious business, like he's striking against the shchina. Shenema moikesh Adam, one strikes an Adam, Rashi says Adam refers to a Yisrael, Yola Kodesh, like he's striking the shchina. Magbia avdoi sheva simen, omer shlokesh, ha magbia yodol chaveroi. Forget about striking, even just lifting one's hand in a threatening manner against the Yisrael, even before he hit him, he's already called a Rasha. Shnamar vayomer la Rasha. Moshe Rabbeinu turned to these warring parties. Loma sakas riach, why about to hit your friend? Loma yikisa loy nemar. Rather than saying loma yikisa, you already struck him. No, that's not what happened. He was threatening. El loma sakas, it was before the act. Even though he hadn't yet hit him, nikra Rasha, and Moshe called him a Rasha. He's called a chayte as well. This was by the children of Eli, who would force the people to give them, you know, serious cuts of meat from the karbanes. So this is a, you know, a form of sort of violence. And the Torah calls them chatoim. So we see threatening physically is called a chayte. Ravuna amar tikatzis yaday. One who uses his hands in this manner is deserving of his hand being removed. Right? The person does this regularly. Shnema Zroya Rama Tishavar. This arm should be removed. Rav Huna, in fact, cuts Yadi. In fact, he did it. A person who was ultra violent, he removed his hand. Rashi says Bezdin can do that, even though it's not mandated in Matan Torah. But the Bezdin have the authority to apply all kinds of fines and punishments as the situation warrants. Relezo emele takol elekvura, a person who engages in this type of violence, the only solution for him is burial. Shenemar v'yizroya, this type of person, lo ya'aretz, he belongs down in the ground. Von relezo linit nekarka elebal yizroyes. Want to be a landowner? You got to get be ready to put in a lot of physical exertion. Only a person who is ish zroya is willing to invest physically to keep the robbers out, maintain his property, weeding and plowing and all kinds of interesting. Only this person really will have a successful, land, real estate, farming experience. Ish zroya loy haaretz. From Rish Lakish. Maidach siv. Okay, so the first point is more defending against, trespassers, all that. Rabbi Shlakish, the next piece adds the point of investing effort and toiling and cultivating and developing the land. A person really is an oved of the Adam, like a slave to his land. He will be satiated from its produce. A person enslaves himself to his property. He is balachim, will have a successful experience. If he will have otherwise, just toss some seeds and expect it to work. Happy dreams. Lo yiz baloch. So you got to know what you get yourself into. Okay, in a nutshell, we discussed, the context of the arayas by the goy. We have Rukiva's approach, which is connected to the misa by Yisrael. We have the blessed's approach, connected to sisterhood issues. Achoysoy, achosel, achosimoy. It's based on the pasuk. Voracious alkin yazav ish es oves imoy, v'davak v'ishtoy, v'alabasur echad. We have several arayas. We had some chidushim about the benayach shalek darka weishes chaveroi. We had the goy sheikis Yisrael chayv misa magbiya yadol chaveroi nikro rasha nikro choyte. Even before actually striking, but Rav Huna's shocking response to a person in this type of violent streak. And we had the point of acquiring real estate. Gotta know what it's about, what you're getting yourself into. Ready to do it, you'll have success. All the best to you. Much hatzlacha. Zayik zanta.